Ralphie Radio Show last night, the biggest night of music, the 54th annual Grammy Awards, and it was Adele's night, as MTVHive.com managing editor Jessica Robertson had predicted on Friday. She rejoins me here on the RRS now. Jessica, thanks for the time, and no surprise at all that Adele swept all six categories she was nominated for, right?
Not a surprise at all. It was totally her night to own, and she certainly did. You know, if there was ever any doubt of how deserving she was of those awards, which I don't think there was, you know, much to begin with, but as soon as she stepped on stage, you know, had her big return, belted Rolling in the Deep, sort of a kiss off to her ex with her new boyfriend right there in the audience.
Right.
It was certainly her moment.
That was probably the one question, if anything, not so much the awards, but how Adele would sound coming off of that throat surgery. I thought she started off a bit shaky but ended strong. You thought she was good throughout?
I thought she was pretty good throughout. I mean, you could sort of hear some, you know, consistency or tonality issues, but I think that's to be expected. I don't know that that's also completely attributed to the vocal surgery that she just had. I think, you know, this is a massive stage for her, and it is supposed to be her night, so she doesn't, you know, try to hide the fact that she suffers from severe stage fright. I feel like it was more nerves at work than anything.
I agree with that. She had told Anderson Cooper during that 60 Minutes special that she was probably going to poop herself before the before the Grammy performance.
Listen,
hopefully she did not.
It happens to the best of us.
I bet it does. MTVHive.com, Jessica Robertson here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Now, the one big event that unfortunately happened since the last time we spoke, Jessica, was the passing of Whitney Houston at the age of 48. What did you think of the Academy's tribute to Whitney last night with Jennifer Hudson and, of course, that very quick video performance that they showed of Whitney performing at the Grammys?
Well, I think the Grammys certainly faced a massive challenge going into the evening, considering, you know, Whitney Houston died just 24 hours before. And we're talking about, you know, a music icon, and the gravity of that loss is something that really can't be measured and certainly not prepared for within 24 hours. So, you know, if they did too much and artists talked about it too much, or they made too big of a deal out of that event in particular, then it sort of turns into a makeshift memorial for an artist when the night is supposed to, you know, award and acknowledge this particular year in music and these artists that are deserving of those accolades. But if you don't do enough, then it's disingenuous and disrespectful, certainly considering the Grammys are Whitney Houston's rightful home. That's where, you know, the Clive Davis Grammy Party is where she was introduced to the industry back in the 80s. So I think they struck a fairly nice balance. I certainly think that Jennifer Hudson's performance of I Will Always Love You was unbelievably graceful and poignant and just the right amount of fragile and emotional.
All right, real quick, we've been talking with MTVHive.com's Jessica Robertson. Jessica, explain real quick to my audience, what is MTVHive?
MTV Hive is a music destination for passionate music fans. It's an indie-leaning website full of music editorial, including interviews, MP3s, live events, original video, anything that you could possibly want if you're a passionate music fan.
Very cool. We'll be sure to check that out and link to it on the Ralphie Radio Show blog as well. Managing editor of MTVHive.com, Jessica Robertson, with some more Grammy knowledge. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining me again, and hope to have you on in the future.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.